proposed ordinance regarding those rates. I thought we'd just review the schedule first. The estimated final project cost is $12,548,000 for this project. We have been able to attain 59% grant funding, which is very unusual in these times, totaling $7.4 million. That includes a state grant for $4,470,000, community development block grant, $963,000, county grants, $1,469,000, and a U.S. Department of Agriculture grant for $500,000. That brings the total to be funded by bonds and loans to $5,146,000. We have three low-interest loans, a USDA loan for at 4.5% for 40 years, state revolving fund loan 2% for 20 years, and 1.5% for 20 years. And the annual cost of those loans is $293,000. If you divide that by the billable front footage, you come out with a projected front foot assessment rate of $4.46 per front feet, and that is 10% less than the $4.94 per front foot that was projected when the referendum was passed in 2000. We're also recommending a annual service charge rate of $224.48, which compares to the $225 that was estimated at referendum time. The $1,100 connection fee that was estimated with the referendum, we have been able to incorporate those costs in the funding for the project so that we at this time are not recommending a charge of this connection fee of $1,100 to the existing residents. We do charge a connection fee for new improvements in Oak Orchard, but for existing residents who had improvements on their property prior to February 1st of 2001, we do not charge this $1,100. We were able to incorporate those costs into the funding. So that brings the estimated annual charges for a typical 75 front foot property to $558.98 per year, and that compares to the referendum. That is about 6% less than the referendum-based amount of $595.50 for the same front footage. And again, that the referendum was based on $1,100 connection fee. So the second handout was the ordinance, a copy of the ordinance that would establish these annual rates. Our plan is that we would bill these effective April 1st for this quarter, and then new rates would be established with the next budget year for Oak Orchard, like with all the other sewer districts. So
what you're telling me that with, because I know normally, don't we do on the connection charge, sometimes we would, the first year you get it for nothing, and then after that, but you're telling us if anybody that's there now, we'll basically be able to hook up any new construction we'll have to pay.
New construction would have to pay a connection charge. However, the existing residents would not. We work that into the funding.
Okay. Any other questions of Mr. Baker? We will open the floor now to the public and ask if anyone would like to be heard or have any comments regarding the proposed ordinance to establish the annual service charge at $224.48 per EDU, the collection and assessment rate per billable foot of $2.22, transmission and treatment assessment rate per front foot $2.24. Estimated the cost to the typical resident with a 75-foot wide lot to be $558.98 per year. Anybody wish to be heard concerning this matter? Let the record show that no one asked to be recognized. We'll close the public hearing.
Gentlemen, okay, motion.
The motion would be to adopt an ordinance establishing annual service charges, annual assessment rates for collection and transmission and/or treatment for the Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District.
So moved.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second by Mr. Jones to approve an ordinance amending the annual, annual service charges, annual assessment rates for the collection, transmission, and/or treatment for the Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote yes. Not quite 11 o'clock, so we'll move on to the 11:30
item. Mr. Rogers, if I may, I would like to thank Mr. Baker.
I agree.
Mr. Archett, Mr. Collins, that it's just unbelievable how the cyclists and Mr. Pringle has sat here all these years and
thank him too.
How from thinking back to West Rehoboth, and I know maybe I'm getting sentimental now as I get closer, but the people who would be here when a new sewer district came in and coming in and complaining about the front foot billing and all this and the front and the one-time charges and all and how well the engineering department and especially Mr. Baker and not being able to do away with that hookup charge and all. They've really have done well in getting the charges, getting them affordable. When you start seeing now where the towns are charging $8,000 for a sewer hookup and looking at towns now are going to front foot, we're calling them now betterment charges. And they're it's really, but they and Russell's department, they have to go out and verify all these front foot assessments and everything. It's really, they deserve a compliment for the work they've done. Thank you.
I agree with Mr. Strickland.
Okay. Read the motion. Read.
I think
they are. Okay, next thing, we'll go to 11:30. Julie, project engineer, her representative. If not, we'll move on to Jim Hinkle, project engineer, for amendment number 18 to airport consultant contract.
Russell, can you find Julie?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Just one item this morning. It's Amendment 18 to our consulting contract with Delta Airport Consultants. And that amendment will prepare a concept stormwater plan, stormwater management plan for the airport development projects that are on the books right now.